The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
This is the Charlie Polillo Show on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Tri-Eagle Energy, your born and raised Texas energy provider. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Charlie Polillo.
Welcome. The weather outside is frightful. Oh, not really. It is 40 degrees anyway. I'm so weather pansified. Sweater, heavy jacket. But we do the show indoors, so all should be just fine between now and 1 o'clock. Welcome in this Tuesday, November 13th, 2018. 41 shopping days till Christmas. Where's the Rockets watch party? Where are we gathering tonight for the Rockets at the Denver Nuggets? I'm not really looking for a watch party, but I will be watching as the Rockets minus the still ill Carmelo Anthony try it in Denver. The Rockets probably staring down the barrel of dropping to 5 wins and 8 losses for the season, or they produce their best victory so far this year. The Nuggets have dropped the last couple games at home, but they're tough overall, 9-4 for the season. In the Mile High Air, 6-2. Maybe the Rockets take a page from the Texans. Go to Mile High Country and win. I'm not feeling that tonight, but we shall see. We shall see. As Carmelo Watch Day, whatever, continues, he's sick. Right, Daryl Morey feeding that line, or the Rockets feeding that line. It's an illness, the blue flu. I offered a couple of potential alternatives yesterday, afflictions that generally hit babies. Maybe it's the illness. Maybe Mike D'Antoni's just sick of Carmelo Anthony again, like their stint together with the Knicks. Or the illness is Carmelo's just sick and tired of not being the focal point of an offense. Well, then he's going to have illness for the remainder of his career. The Rockets somehow will try to muddle on without him. If I'm the Rockets, probably just so they don't look bad, Daryl Morey doesn't come across as having been completely full of it before the Indiana game on Sunday, I don't cut Carmelo for a little while. Maybe they smoke a mother-sized peace pipe. I doubt that. Stories now out that Carmelo's agents, I believe I floated this one yesterday, they're sniffing around. Well, who might be interested in Carmelo? Why would a good team want him after he's gone down in flames in Oklahoma City and thus far in no time with the Rockets? Philadelphia has been mentioned. Yeah, Melo, you'll get a whole bunch of shots after Joel Embiid and now Jimmy Butler, along with J.J. Redick and some other weapons that the Sixers have. It's kind of sad. A 10-time All-Star, a collegiate national championship-winning super-duper star, a likely Naismith Basketball Hall of Famer, quite likely so. And if you're viewing this through a Rockets tilted prism and you're going, give me a break, Carmelo, the Hall of Fame? Hey, a national championship, 10-time All-Star, top 20 all-time scorer in the NBA. Allen Iverson's in the Hall of Fame. He didn't win diddly in college, did make one NBA final. Well, Carmelo made a Western Conference final with the Nuggets. Tracy McGrady never accomplished anything in the playoffs, right? He was a broken down spur when the only time in his career he saw the court past the first round of the playoffs. He had no college career. Yes, Carmelo Anthony, three-time gold medal winning United States of American. He's going to be a Hall of Famer, and deservedly so. But that's the world that Carmelo's still living in. Ego typically outlasts world-class talent in the world of sports. It's why Hakeem Olajuwon ended his career as a Toronto Raptor. Just going with the most prominent local example. Dream wanted one more big deal with the Rockets. The Rockets knew. Hey, he's the greatest team athlete this city's ever had. Maybe will ever have for another 50, 100 years, if not all eternity. But Dream, come on. You're 35 years old. You're not very good anymore. You're not durable. You're making this very difficult for us. And so he wound up wearing that stupid dinosaur uniform with the Raptors for a little while. Vince Carter thought, this is going to make us a championship contender. It's why most great players don't go on to be really good coaches or general managers. They view the world through their own talents and at the best of their own talents. So Carmelo thought in going to Oklahoma City, we have a big three now, baby. Russell Westbrook, Paul George, and me. And Carmelo had the worst year of his career. He was embarrassingly inept in the playoff loss to Utah. So they had to divorce. Right? They dumped the contract to Atlanta, except Oklahoma City scored. Dennis Schroeder's a lot better player than Carmelo Anthony at this point in their careers. So the Hawks buy him out. The Rockets desperate for bench help because, well, Daryl Morey had a sucky offseason. Hadn't had a whole lot of them since becoming the general manager here. But this offseason, what did Daryl do to help the team? Carmelo was their big move. They got him on the cheap. Chris Paul's best buddy. Well, LeBron's probably his best buddy. You don't think Carmelo came here, didn't come here thinking, all right, now I have my big three, me, my boy CP3, and James Harden. I mean, that never had a shot. And given where the Rockets are, coming off Game 7 of the Western Conference Final, a magnificent start, not quite to finish. 0 for 27 was the finish. But a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant thrill ride of a season. And they come back, and 12 games into this season, what a mess. Carmelo's not the iceberg, right? He's just a block of it, a chunk in there. But he's the foremost symbol of where the Rockets are at this point in the season. And since he was Daryl Morey's biggest offseason acquisition, what will be remembered as worse? Carmelo or drafting Royce White with a first-round pick? Daryl, who's generally pretty self-effacing, calls that the worst draft pick in the history of the NBA. It was the 18th pick in the first round. And the Rockets had already taken Terrence Jones and was it Demo after Royce White? Whatever it was. So the whole Royce White circus didn't start well, didn't end well. But the Rockets are trying to take the next step to be a champion. And the next step happened to be off a cliff in Acapulco. That's where they are right now. So Carmelo remains ill. And so do the Rockets. Nuggets are fun to watch. Their center, Nikola Jokic. Be interesting to see he against Capella, the best offensively skilled center in the NBA, against Capella, limited offensively, but good within those limitations, and one of the better defensive centers in the NBA. Comes down to this. So the Rockets are going to shoot a good percentage of their threes. If not, they're going to lose by 15 points. Right? Because we know they're going to bomb away. They're one of the worst three-point shooting teams in the NBA so far this season. Hey, well, so are the Nuggets. Thing is, the Nuggets go get a lot of their misses. They've been about the best rebounding team so far this season in the NBA. The Rockets haven't been very good at that either. Actually kind of average, not lousy. So Rockets at Denver. I'm going heavily on the Rockets in the open because, well, this Carmelo circus drags on. And what else is going on tonight? Mentioned Nuggets favored by 4.5. As usual, it was a pretty interesting night in the NBA last night. I will circle around to that as we go. Some other items worthy of at least passing mention in this opening block. The Texans settling in to get ready for Washington on Sunday. Texans have gone up to a solid 3-point favorite now. It opened 2.5, 3. Looks to be 3 everywhere. And as we start pointing to key elements about the game, the Texans' offense has not been very good this season. Washington's defense has been very good so far this season. But turn it around, Washington's offense, quarterbacked by Alex Smith, so he takes care of the ball. He's thrown only three interceptions. But the Texans' defensive front should wreck house Sunday. You know, Washington is down both of its starting guards and its Pro Bowl tackle, left tackle Trent Williams. They started two guys Sunday in Tampa who aren't even on the team a week and a half ago. And one of the NFL, I won't even say cliches, realities, right? The offensive line, that's the unit of a football team most reliant upon continuity and working five as one. Washington, total hodgepodge. So Watt and Reeder and Clowney and Merciless, they should go to work. Texans offense doesn't project to score a whole bunch of points in Washington, but maybe they can go win a 20-17 game. If so, well, the worst they can be is one game ahead of Tennessee. If the Titans lose at Indianapolis and the Texans win at Washington, it's not as if the AFC South is totally over, but the Texans have a little margin for error still, even if they lose to the Titans a week from Monday at Reliance Stadium. So the AFC South remains the Texans to lose, though it is losable, and the Titans seem to be surging hard. The Colts are thinking, what about us? We've won three in a row. You know, Andrew Luck's the best quarterback in the AFC South this season. 26 touchdown passes. Last three games, he hasn't been sacked. But the Texans are 6-3. The Titans are 5-4. The Colts are 4-5. It's not quite the Texans' world with the Titans just living in it, right? The Titans come here and sweep their season series. But if the Texans win everything else, then the Titans cannot catch them. Unless the Titans are going to go undefeated this season. That Texans at Philadelphia game. Hope the Eagles are eliminated in the NFC by the time that gets around. If so, the Texans may be favored in every game they play the rest of the year. They will be in the four home games, unless they fall apart. They're going to be favored over the Titans, and then the Browns, and then the Colts, and then the Jaguars in the season finale. They're favored Sunday at Washington. They will be favored at the garbage Jets. That leaves out the Philadelphia. The 4-5, soon to be 4-6 Eagles, unless they're going to stun the NFL world and beat the Saints in New Orleans Sunday. Good luck with that, defending Super Bowl champions. How about that Monday Nighter? Now I'm asking. I felt I would have needed a shower if I watched any of it. 1-7 against 2-7. The Giants are so stupid, they pulled the game out in the last minute. Did I read that right? Way to cost yourself a shot at the number one pick, perhaps, when you're quarterback desperate and you're scouting Justin Herbert of Oregon. I hope the Raiders take him number one if they're going to dump Derek Carr. Who knows what John Gruden's doing. So I guess it was a good game, but it was such a who cares unless you had a wager riding on a game. If you're a Giants fan, you should be ticked. You should go win that game to improve to 2-7 on the season. 3 o'clock deadline. Le'Veon Bell either shows up for the Steelers or he's ineligible to play at any point this season, forfeiting $14.5 million. He's not going to make that back. And if you think you're an all-time great, you're going to give up a year when you're 26 years old of stat accrual in your prime? $14.5 million. He will get paid as a free agent by someone, but he's not going to make up the $14.5 million, whether he just loses it now or the back end of his career. $14.5 million. I guess I respect the strength of his convictions, even though I think his convictions are loony. And I guess I should be careful saying convictions and Le'Veon Bell, giving some of his pockmarked track record. All right, let me get to the break. A bunch of things I did not get to yet. Did you see the gruesome injury in the NBA last night? Ugh. I don't know how there are people who go and watch it over and again from just disgusting. Caris LeVert of the Brooklyn Nets, an early most improved player candidate. Like Paul George's injury 3-4 years ago, the baseball injuries we've seen. Just, ugh. It's not going to cost the Brooklyn Nets a shot in the Eastern Conference Finals, but still, on a human level. Good players, had all kinds of health injuries. He's finally healthy. He's balling out. That was gross. As some of you go, Google, hey, how do you spell Caris LeVert? It's not hard to find if you really want to find it. All right, it's an open day, unless there's a lot more Rockets, Nuggets ardor than I'm anticipating. It's an easy day to talk a little of this, a little of that, and welcome a few of you en route. So let's open the HRNP listener line. That's the call-in number, 713-780-3776. 3776. 713-780-3776. I do catch up as I can on email within the show. The inbox is right in front of me, cp@gowmedia.com, cp@gowmedia.com. You can tweet my way, at Palillo, P-A-L-L-I-L-O. You take the time to type it. I will take the time to read it. And as warranted as I can, you can pretty much count on a response. We have it until 1 o'clock, hitting the first break today with a plug for Bill Advisor. If you haven't given Bill Advisor a try yet, you're almost certainly just forfeiting money of yours that you could be keeping in your pocket. Bill Advisor goes in your behalf as your negotiator, renegotiator, haggler, however you want to put it, to get better terms for existing services of yours, even if you're within a contract. Cell phone, cable, satellite, internet, number of forms of insurance. And here's how it works. Zero setup fee to get started with Bill Advisor. The monthly service is $12.99 per month. That's how Bill Advisor is able to run its business. Well, your full first year with Bill Advisor, they guarantee you an absolute minimum of $300 in savings. That nearly doubles the full year's service fees. If you don't save the $300, you get every penny back of the service fees. And Bill Advisor's average customer saves $850 per year. Plenty of folks are well into the four figures. So it's absolutely a full one-year risk-free try to save a whole bunch of money. To get started, simply text GO, G-O, to 232323, and you will hear back from a personal Bill Advisor who then just needs some service provider information, and they go to work. And again, they can only make money if they're saving you money. G-O to 232323 or online, billadvisor.com. Click the box, start saving with Bill Advisor. And mention you heard it on ESPN 97.5 or Sports Map 94.1.
You are listening to the Charlie Palillo Show on ESPN 97.5
and on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Tri Eagle Energy. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios, here's Charlie Palillo.
Manning in a shotgun set. Barkley to his left. Manning back to throw. He looks left. He throws left. Caught for the touchdown by Sterling Shepard.
How dramatic! Bob Papa, the very good radio voice of the New York Giants on the call. Maybe this is the start of Eli Manning's resurgence. They beat the 49ers 27-23 and in Santa Clara. What a courageous, darn near heroic road win for Big Blue. What a big waste of time that was for a Monday night matchup. Next week, on the other hand, the latest game of the year in the NFL, 9-1 Chiefs. 9-1 Rams in Mexico City, where apparently the NFL is in a state of panic about the condition of the playing field. You're the damn NFL. You should be putting in a brand new playing field today, if that's the case. But rainy season, it's not as if the NFL has ever played there before. Why don't they have an entirely new field in and covered? If you have the Chiefs and Rams, two of the three highest flying offensive acts in football, and they're playing in some sort of mud pit on Monday night? Shame on you, NFL. Guess we've had reason to say that ample times in the last few years. Just for getting started on some phone calls, a couple in the queue. For the rest of you, along the way, 713-780-3776, the HRNP listener line, 713-780-3776. While touching on football, a reminder that our weekly fantasy football game, the ESPN 97.5 Pro Football Pick'em, brought to you by Bombshells, it runs through the season. Now, you're way late to get in for the season-long grand prizes, but there are weekly prizes, such as this week's, this is nice, $50 gift card to Berry Hill Baja Grill. 8 different Houston-area locations. Killer fish tacos there. Featuring south of the border dishes that go way beyond standard Tex-Mex fare, award-winning menu, house-made items daily, freshest ingredients. Genuine thumbs up for me, not just because I'm reading our promo liner, Berryhill Baja Grill. So I think top three. Score those this week. ESPN975.com. You'll find the box, the Pro Football Pick'em, brought to you by Bombshells. No point spreads. Just pick all the week's pro games, and, well, maybe you'll score some quality free food. Again, weekly prizes. The ESPN975.com Pro Football Pick'em. All right, Reg up first for this Tuesday, this frigid Tuesday. It's not frigid, but it's cold. Reg on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. Good morning.
Good morning, Charlie, and thank you for taking my call. I was just trying to see if I understood you right as you compared Carmelo Anthony to T-Mac. I mean, to me, there's no comparison.
Well, two very, very prolific scorers for a long time, all kinds of all-star appearances, thin resumes of playoff success. I consider McGrady at his best clearly the greater player than Carmelo, but Anthony did finish third for runner-up the year he led the Denver Nuggets to the Western Conference Finals. They made the playoffs 8 years in a row when George Karl was coaching and Carmelo was their lead star. But high-profile players who never came remotely close to sniffing an NBA championship and who, as their careers wore on, certainly much more egregiously in Carmelo's case, but T-Mac, and he had injuries that waylaid him than more than the case with Melo. But as time goes by, you're not as great as you used to be, though you typically think you are still that great.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to make sure I understood you right, because, again, in my estimation, it's night and day. I mean, T-Mac could handle the ball. He could pass the ball.
Much more diversely skilled. Much more. Carmelo is a great scorer. Never a phenomenally efficient scorer, but he was a lethal scorer, and he also became a pretty good rebounder. But as a defender, right, McGrady's length and just much more agile, and frankly, he'd compete harder than Carmelo. Yeah, I think history as NBA players fairly easily judges McGrady the better player than Anthony. But McGrady won two scoring titles. Carmelo won one. I mean, both scored bucket loads of points for years, and their postseason resumes are both really weak for the overall perception of them otherwise. Follow-up point?
All right. Well, again, thank you for taking my call.
You got it, Reg. Thanks for finding us. To Kurt Lowe on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. Go ahead.
What's going on, Charlie? How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Man, it's been snowing outside. Have you noticed?
Not quite. Even way north of the airport, no one's seen snowflakes, have they? But down about 33, so I guess it's possible if there's enough humidity in the air. We'll live.
I got a little bit of snow over here in the southeast side. I'm just saying.
All right.
I called it today because, man, it's finally over, man. It's finally over. The curse of Carmelo Anthony is finally over.
Did they officially cut him?
Cut him? Yeah, the last two games have been great, Charlie, without Carmelo Anthony. Right. It looks like this. In that San Antonio game, they were just missing shots, but their defense was elite again. But in the Indiana Pacers game, they was up like 22, 25 points and just coasted in the fourth quarter after putting up 102 points in the third through three quarters.
They've shown they have the Pacers' number so far this season. If they get the rest of their schedule served against Indiana, they're in business. I'm curious to see look, bad teams are going to have games where, boy, if we could just play like that every night. Yeah, but you can't. That's why you're a bad team. Just as really good teams are going to throw in clunkers here and there. Golden State last night lost to the Clippers. Draymond Green and Kevin Durant are screaming at each other on the bench at the end of regulation. So it's about sustaining a high level of play, something the Rockets did just spectacularly last year. So far this season, not at all. I mean, when they won three in a row, they beat Brooklyn, Chicago, big whoop. The win at Indiana was nice. How'd they follow it up? They beat Indiana again the other night. That's nice. Well, let's see what they do tonight in Denver and what they do coming back Thursday night against Golden State. Steph Curry didn't play again last night. He's not playing tonight. So we'll see whether Curry returns for the Warriors Thursday. But that it's over and the Rockets are back. I want to see a 8, 10, 12, 15-game stretch, Kurt Lowe, where we're thinking, all right, this is the kind of ball they can continue to play. The odd one-off game or two-offs game, if that's even acceptable, they don't mean anything. The Brooklyn Nets can win back-to-back games. The Sacramento Kings are 8-6. What is your body of work? And so far this season, the Rockets' body is fat and ugly.
Amen, Charlie. And one more other thing real quick. Gary Clark should be starting, and I got a question for you. How dare what are they talking about in the media, talking about the Houston Rockets are doing all this stuff about Carmelo Anthony? All they've been saying is great things, and we still want him on the team. And he just, you know, all I'm hearing is that he's not accepting the role that he's going to be put in when he comes back, and that he's just counting like a baby. That's just my opinion. But why is it the media putting that out there like that, like the Houston Rockets are the ones that are making Carmelo Anthony the scapegoat? It's sickening to me.
All right, I'll pick up on that coming out. Look, there's a lot of BS in the world. I mean, Daryl Morey played Spinderella on Sunday before the Indiana game. I'll just say this component of it before taking the break at the bottom of the hour. Right, Daryl said, and I give him credit for maintaining a pretty straight face as he said it. I believe he used the word perfect. Carmelo has been perfect in accepting everything that we have asked of him in terms of role and how he's handled things. Well, if that's true and this is how it's gone, then Daryl Morey made one of the most harebrained acquisitions we've seen in the NBA in recent years. I think I said yesterday, Carmelo's accepted everything as opposed to what, retiring on the spot? Forfeiting his money? He certainly hasn't done the very best he can in maintaining his health as he's felled by illness. Yeah, he's sick of being told to spot up at the three-point line and brick away. Hey, they made the move with the best of intentions. It just wasn't likely to work. I'm shocked that it's where it is this quickly. I guess I shouldn't be shocked. What should shock us these days? But certainly surprised. And so if they want to cover the tracks a little bit and put ribbons on a pig, paint smiley faces, and work Carmelo back in to give it another go, okay. But this is what it's come down to? Gary Clark should start? You mean a guy shooting 34% from the floor and 30% from three that some apparently are trying to confuse with Scottie Pippen as a defender? I mean, come on. One more reality of the Rockets' terrible offseason. Gary Clark, Michael Carter-Williams, Marquise Chris, and Brandon Knight for Ryan Anderson. The linchpin move was Carmelo Anthony. The rest of the NBA laughs. All right, a plug here at the bottom for Big City Wings. It's 11:31. It's Tuesday. If you haven't decided about lunch yet, every Tuesday at all Big City Wings locations are two for Tuesdays. Buy one, get one free, traditional bone-in or boneless wings. Thursdays, they come back with a two-for-one on boneless. There are everyday lunch specials where you can stuff your face for under $10. Happy hour, Monday through Saturday, 3 until 6:30. And as we get into the holiday season, why stress? Let Big City Wings do a lot of the cooking for holiday gatherings. They do catering, pickup, or delivery. You can start with mouth-watering wings, all their sauce options, and fill it out from there. Whether it's a Friendsgiving get-together, sports watch party, corporate events in fun environments, oh yeah, with wall-to-wall TVs, whatever the sporting event might be, you can find it at Big City Wings. Recently opened in spring, that's 6 on the way soon in Kingwood. That'll be 7. The full menu's on display. All their locations are mapped at BigCityWings.com. Just try the Big City Wing treatment once, and you'll get it. BigCityWings.com. Closing point, gift cards. Very nice for employees, coworkers, friends, stocking stuffers. Buy in bulk and get bonuses. BigCityWings.com. Tell them you heard it from Charlie on ESPN 97.5 or SportsMap 94.1.
This is the Charlie Polillo Show on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Tri-Eagle Energy. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Charlie Polillo.
Okogie dashing down the floor looking for help. And LeVert, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Caris LeVert is hurt. And it is not good.
Caris LeVert is down with a what looks to be gruesome right leg injury.
That's exactly what it was. Ryan Rucco, the call, does a lot of ESPN NBA games when Ian Eagle is unavailable, which is a lot during football season. Rucco does Nets TV as there. Pretty good if you're picking up on the music bump here. Gerald LeVert's big hit back in the 80s, Casanova, actually related via marriage, well, before Gerald tapped out and drugged himself to death. But Caris LeVert, it's just, ugh. And Brooklyn Nets, sometimes when people die, the immediate reflection is about all the good and, oh, the greatest person ever, and a lot of the warts get covered. Right? You don't want to be piling on the dead just after it happens. But a lot of people talk about how Caris LeVert, the centerpiece of the Nets' whole build. Really? No, they don't have the centerpiece of their build yet. They have two max salary cap slots over the summer. They're hoping to get those types of players. But young player out of Michigan, his college career was messed up his last 2 years because of injuries. Pro career starting the same way. And, I mean, just by making it to a second contract in the NBA, the generations changing money. I didn't check on Caris LeVert's contractual status. And guys can recover from gruesome fractures. Haven't seen the full extent of the injuries yet. But, geez, if there's a worse one in the NBA this season, I don't even want to hear about it, much less see it after what happened last night in that Brooklyn game. Not necessarily happier stuff, just factual stuff from the NBA last night, just a couple minutes remaining in this segment. In terms of the call on, well, Rockets are back. They D'd up against San Antonio. Well, the Spurs are playing a skeleton crew. And the Rockets lost the game, right? That the Spurs only scored 99. Well, part of that is that the Rockets scored 80. Solid showing against Indiana. For whatever reason, they've matched well the two games with the Pacers. But going 1-1 in those two games is significant of nothing. And all right, the Rockets have re-hit their stride. I mean, Chris Paul's had about three tremendous games this season. And a bunch of the other ones, he's been terrible. So where is Chris Paul going to settle in? Is he going to play at a, say, third-team All-NBA level? Or has the window on his career closed in that respect? If so, Rockets have massive problems as Chris Paul sits 12 games into a four-year, $160 million contract. There are plenty of people who can go off for a game or a handful of games. It's about the long run, at least until you get to the playoffs. The New Orleans Pelicans last night blew out the Raptors in Toronto. Does that mean the Raptors are suddenly in trouble? Kawhi Leonard did play. They were 12-1, and Anthony Davis tore them apart, 126-110. I mentioned Sacramento's 8-6. The Kings beat the Spurs last night. Well, if the Kings beat the Spurs and the Spurs blew out the Rockets, doesn't mean the Kings are better than the Rockets. They have been so far this season. You look at the Western Conference standings. The Rockets' schedule does ease up after Golden State Thursday. They better start ripping off a bunch of wins. Golden State's 11-3. Portland's 10-3. Denver, where the Rockets are tonight, 9-4. The Clippers are 8-5, already beating the Rockets twice. Oklahoma City started 0-4, won again last night. That's 8 out of 9, the last three, including wasting the Rockets on Thursday, without Russell Westbrook. I mean, which of these teams are the Rockets? Oh, absolutely going to blow past them like they're standing still. And it's going to be a rocket ship toward the top of the Western Conference standings. I'm betting the under on that. But the Rockets wind up better than Sacramento. They damn well better. But the Kings are 8-6. Memphis lost a home game for the first time this season last night. No one's undefeated at home in the West anymore. Yeah, but the Grizzlies lost to Utah. I mean, the Jazz, the Lakers, and those Pelicans who slaughtered the Raptors last night, they're all lottery teams right now and all lottery teams ahead of the Rockets. So every time the Rockets lose a game, oh, our defense is looking good. We know what we have to do, blah, 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 blah. Big part of the Rockets' problem is they're not into it. Anything approaching the way they were last year when they were the big game hunter. They wanted to prove we're elite. We can challenge Golden State for best in the West. And damn it, they didn't just do it. They took it, regular season version, and then so close in the playoffs. But they come back, and after that heartbreak, we're cool for school. We don't even need a bench. And Mike D'Antoni better start being careful with all the minutes he's playing Chris Paul, who is always an injury waiting to happen. The guy misses 15, 20 games per year. D'Antoni, stop playing Chris Paul 38, 39 minutes. It's not on you that you have zero as a backup point guard other than when Harden's sliding over. And Brandon Knight and his blown-out knee and Michael Carter-Williams with no NBA game. D'Antoni has reasonably stopped playing, but you can't just... Chris Paul's 33 years old with extensive injury history. But when you're 5-7 and you're a little bit panicky, we need to make sure we win this game. Last year they started 5-3 and then went 60-14 the rest of the way. Okay, here they're 5-7. Think they can go 60-10? I mean, they haven't even played the Warriors yet, or the Raptors, or the Bucks. First crack at the Nuggets tonight. I don't think they're going to be a lottery team. But do you think the Rockets absolutely positively are going to finish with a better record than Utah? I don't. Absolutely positively finish with a better record than the Lakers? LeBron and all those young guys growing with LeBron? I would think the Rockets should be better than New Orleans. Well, Pelicans won 48 last year, so if that's going to be the Rockets' territory, the Jazz, the Lakers, and Pelicans, all presently early season lottery teams in the West, well, they've all won 3 in a row. Well, if the Rockets to match the 3-game winning streaks of the Jazz, Lakers, and Pellies, all they need to do is win in Denver tonight and then come home and beat the Warriors on Thursday. Seems unlikely. But you look at the Rockets' bench, there are bad teams in the NBA with better players coming off their bench than what the Rockets have. And if they turn out to be an also-ran, a real also-ran this season, maybe it is 2014-15 over again, when they went from 54-55 wins to 41-41. Be interesting to see how Tillman Fertitta handles that. It was a joyride his first season as the owner. Come back, run it back. We're right there. Maybe they get it all straightened out. But what if they don't? 11:45 on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Message for HR&P, Human Resources and Payroll. You're a business owner or an HR professional at your company, and the demands of HR compliance, benefits and enrollment administration, and payroll. There are issues. Your current service provider, you want better. Well, you can look right here in Houston with HR&P providing the resources that businesses need. Their phone number is 281-880-6525, 281-880-6525. Online, it's hrp.net, hrp.net. Expertise, innovation, solutions, years of proven performance for any size business. HR&P. Again, 281-880-6525, 281-880-6525. Online, hrp.net. For human resources and payroll with HR&P. Mention you heard it on ESPN 97.5 or SportsMap 94.1.
You are listening to the Charlie Polillo Show on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Tri-Eagle Energy. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Charlie Polillo.
All right, a few minutes left here to the top of the hour, and then we'll reset and also reprime the phone pump for hour number two. There have been busier sports Tuesdays in the world, so room for more outside voices along the way. That HRNP listener line, the call-in number, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. So it's good news, relative term, but as a relative term, really good news for Caris LeVert. The Nets disclosing it's a dislocated foot. They found it. But a dislocated foot compared to, I mean, you could have everything from ligaments torn and tendons and nerve damage. So it's bad, but the early diagnosis is painful. And I mean, wasn't going to play it over and over again and jack up the volume, but the one time playing it, just introducing the story, when LeVert goes down, who went down, by the way, hustling. He was trying to chase down and block a shot. And you could hear him scream. And then if you happen to see it, I saw one look and man, I'm not much for squeamish movies, much less real life stuff. But a dislocated foot, he's not expected to be done for the season. Since we're still early in the season, I'm sure it'll be at least a couple of months. But as they go through with the diagnosis, a lot better than it sounded or could have been for Caris LeVert, who's still on his rookie contract. He's in his third year. So the Nets control him through next year and then have the fifth-year option. A smooth-looking player. And sometimes, as I said, you only hear the good. Oh, salt of the earth, what a guy he was. When, yeah, actually, it turns out, wasn't all that. But the Caris LeVert is just a great young man and someone you hope could be an integral piece of your team going forward. The Nets aren't going to build around him. He's not that good. But as a key piece, much more than just a role player. So here's to Caris LeVert, getting healthy, getting back this season, and going on to fulfill whatever potential, all of it, that he has in his career. A couple of other things I hadn't gotten to yet in the program today. Did mention Le'Veon Bell, right? The 3 p.m. deadline. James Conner's in the concussion protocol for the Steelers. So if Bell was to show up and collect $850,000 per week for the rest of the season, Conner makes $600,000 for the season. Bell can show up, fill in for Conner for 1 week, make $250,000 more than Conner makes the whole year. If Le'Veon Bell is going to give up $14.5 million and then hope that in a cap league, a team like, say, the Indianapolis Colts would kick a Marlon Mack to the curve and throw $50 million guaranteed at Le'Veon Bell, all it takes is one. But missing a year in the heart of your prime at a position where most guys are over the hill at 30. Adrian Peterson's had some resurrection this year. But you can think of Arian Foster, injuries, workload. Not the way I'd have played it. $14.5 million guaranteed. But his life, his money, I hope he's taken care of what he's made to this point, or at least a chunk of it. And baseball, it's not even really a story. It was so perfunctory. But Dallas Keuchel did pass on the Astros qualifying tender. $17.9 million guaranteed for next season. Keuchel made $13.2 this year. So he could have taken $17.9, hoped to have a big year, and then become a free agent after that. It's going to be a Keuchel killing from somebody. Wait to see when. Still very quiet on the free agent front. But the Astros now are entitled to draft pick compensation. They'll get a pick that basically comes between the first and second rounds of the draft. When Keuchel gets his 4 years, $85 million, or 5 years, $101 million, whatever he's signing for. He had every reason to turn down the 17.9. The Astros chose to not offer the 17.9 to Charlie Morton, which means the Astros were afraid that Charlie Morton would take it. I think he would have. Also means further, the Astros think that Charlie Morton's a serious drop-off risk. He faded the second half of the season, the arm trouble at the end of the year. He's 35 years old, 7 years in a row. He's been on the disabled list. But as a one-year $17.9 million play, it's always easy to spend a whole bunch of someone else's money. And Marwin Gonzalez, I was a little surprised they didn't offer Marwin. For 1 year, it would not have blown their payroll to smithereens. And I think Marwin's going to get 3 years, $40 million, or 4 years, $50 million somewhere. I don't think he was going to take 1 year, 17.9, 30 years old, waiting to become a free agent. Marwin wants his killing now because he hasn't made one yet. So that's where the Astros are now, with full-blown free agency on, other than the lack of players signing. And the major awards started yesterday. I'll build a couple minutes around that, maybe late in the show, but taking our break here for our ID, legal ID. Top of the hour, and then on to hour number two. Message for Bill Advisor, actually opened the show, at least the commercial portion of the show, talking about their broad range offerings. Now their direct home insurance offer value, straight through Bill Advisor, and it's been 4, maybe 5 months now. Average homeowner, this is just on the home insurance premium, saving about $800 by investing literally about 1 minute to see what they have to offer. Just text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 232323. You'll hear back from Bill Advisor. They'll need your home address. You text that, and about 15 seconds after that, you will get legitimate terms, real coverage, actual quote. There is no obligation when you text and send your address and have them get back to you. So their logarithm program, whatever it is, I don't know the old internal workings of it, but it can't get any faster than this. About 15 seconds, you will get that actionable quote directly from Bill Advisor. Again, simply text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 2323. Did I say it three times? 2323. You'll hear back quickly. Then you text the address, and in about 15 seconds, you'll get a legit quote. Real quote, real savings, really, really fast. Why would you not try this if you're a homeowner? M-O-N-E-Y to 232323. Home insurance directly via Bill Advisor. And get in, you heard it on ESPN 97.5 or SportsMap 94.1.